I was raised in a home with Christ as the cornerstone, but I've grown away from those places that made me so cynical. Cold shoulders from the other church goes, I was the butt of the jokes and the full-time scapegoat. Well, I put up with the pokes for so long till I broke down, then left with my grudge and some judgments of my own. Like that deacon, he's no beacon, just another scheming demon set on seek and convert to learn the pockets of the church and its leader, the overly eager, arrogant preacher with secrets as shocking as the evil he's mocking. But I won't say that the Son of God was fraudulent, because I believe that it is possible. Yes, but I know men and the plausible lies they subscribe to, a disguise contrived to convince constituents they should crown him the king. Yes, I know a thing or two about deceit, and I know how easy it is to play the fool. To play the fool. Left on sabbatical to gather new terms and definition for this pitiful human condition. We're all in the same boat, but we must row alone and never know where we're going. Sailing towards fortune shores with my oars and my urgency, searching for permanence in an uncertain sea. Well, it doesn't make any sense to me that we would be given all of these differences, but only one entrance into his blissful kingdom. But I won't say that the Son of God was fraudulent, because I believe that it is possible. Yes, but I know men and the plausible lies they subscribe to, a disguise contrived to convince constituents they should crown him the king. And yes, I know a thing or two about deceit, and I know how easy it is to play the fool. To play the fool. Still, I'm open to become his prodigal son. So if there's only one way, I pray he will make it real for me.